Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Thank you, Maggie. How are you doing, Mark?
Doing great, thanks.
Good. I don't know if listeners recognize our new jingle there at the beginning. We are ready to move on to this week's poem. Just by way of a little bit of background,
one in three women who is told she has breast cancer after screening is being diagnosed and treated unnecessarily, according to current research. Screening for breast cancer is now routinely performed in most countries where the disease is common. The benefits of screening have been established and are generally accepted. However, screening does have the potential for harm, the most important aspects of which are overdiagnosis and overtreatment. Screening for breast cancer is based on the supposition that early diagnosis is going to improve prognosis. Evidence of screening for several types of cancer, say for example breast or cervix or uterus or large bowel, have shown that on average this will be true, in the sense that groups targeted for screening for these cancers show reduced cancer-specific mortality. However, what's true on average may not be true for individuals. For most cancer types, there is wide divergence of behavior between individual cancers. This is why some women with the same cancer type live longer than others. Some, usually the most malignant, will be fast-growing and not particularly amenable to the benefits of early detection. Others will grow much more slowly, be much more benign, and probably will be successfully treated whenever diagnosed. Now, among these slower-growing tumors will be a proportion that were never destined to surface as clinically apparent cancers during the lifetime of the person. This effect of heterogeneity has been seen particularly clearly in screening for lung cancer. Cancers that are detected at screening but would not have surfaced clinically in the lifetime of a woman constitute what we call overdiagnosis. This is the major form of harm that comes with screening. The individuals concerned undergo unnecessary tests and treatment, all with side effects, and the healthcare system ends up having to bear the costs. Overdiagnosis is common because the histopathology, which is how we make the diagnosis of malignancy, isn't really a precise indicator of outcome. If tests were available that could accurately predict how a cancer was going to behave, then the problems associated with overdiagnosis would largely disappear. In the absence, however, of these kinds of tests, overdiagnosis becomes an important component of any cost-effective screening program. This week's abstract asks the question, how frequently is breast cancer detected that will not cause death or symptoms? In other words, overdiagnosis. This week's study was published in the British Medical Journal. Mark, what did the authors find?
Yeah, this is from the group that includes Peter Goetsche, who is a well-known bomb thrower in the world of mammography. He's the one that published the systematic review a few years ago that really questioned the use of mammography in women in their 40s, showing that there were some significant problems with some of the early larger studies in how women were allocated to be screened or not screened in those supposedly randomized studies. So he brings a bit of a reputation to the table, but this is really interesting stuff and good work. We all know that, you know, as you said, a lot of older men are found to have prostate cancer on autopsy. We know that. We know that a lot of those prostate cancers, probably the vast majority, never will harm the man who has them. About half or more of 80-year-olds have that kind of a indolent prostate cancer. We've also learned, and I think this is news to a lot of physicians, that about a third of women between 40 and 54 who die of another cause and have an autopsy have breast cancer detected, you know, to some extent. Maybe it's in situ, maybe it's a small focus confined to the breast, but they have breast cancer. In this study, what the authors did was they looked at all the research they could find on breast cancer incidence before and after the introduction of a national mammography screening program. The before screening incidence data they used to calculate the expected cancer rates in screened and unscreened women. And then after the screening began, they compared that to the actual incidence rate. So basically, they were looking at what you would expect to find if you continue to not have screening versus what they actually saw with screening. Data came from six countries that have a national screening program and that have the before-after data that you need for this kind of an analysis. They found that about half of all breast cancers and about one-third of invasive breast cancers were actually overdiagnosis, and if they hadn't been screened, the cancer would have never affected the woman. So this is really interesting stuff, and I think it's important to point out overdiagnosis is not just something that happens in prostate cancer, probably happens in a variety of tumors. There's also a lot of literature on lung cancer, and now that people are starting to screen for lung cancer with chest CT, they're finding lots of little, probably insignificant cancers that would have never affected the person. Now, this is not a false positive. These are actual cancers, but the women, they either grow slowly, in some cases perhaps regress, and in many other cases the woman dies of something else and never would have known that she had breast cancer.
So it is, though, from the woman's perspective, from a sort of a POMS, a patient-oriented perspective, it's, mm-hmm. you know, the equivalent, is it not, of a false positive. I understand biologically you're actually picking
right,
up
right.
cells, but from a woman's perspective, she's told, she worries, most oncologists
yeah.
and surgeons, I would assume, because we don't have the ability to tell which of these are going to be aggressive and which aren't, most mm-hmm. of these cancers are treated aggressively, are they not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it's not clear, you know, what to do with this information. I mean, I don't think we stop looking for breast cancer. I don't think we stop trying to treat breast cancer. But I think it does point the way toward the need for better tools to predict which of these cancers that we detect are actually going to harm the patient. I think that's true not only of breast cancer, but certainly prostate cancer, lung cancer, perhaps colon cancer as well. And, you know, it's not a single monolithic disease. And, you know, we have to do the best we can to avoid this kind of overdiagnosis and ultimately overtreatment.
Right. It is probably also worth pointing out, and I may be going out on a limb here, but you and I, in a previous poem several years ago, reported on this false positive concept and showed, I think it was even Mindy Smith, who did a paper showing that actually women didn't mind being overdiagnosed. They'd rather be mm-hmm. overdiagnosed than not diagnosed or not having these mammograms. So maybe extrapolating in this case as well, maybe this is perhaps an economic problem or a health systems problem, but maybe from mm-hmm. the woman's perspective, this is what they'd rather have.
Yeah, it's although you have to wonder how well, you know, it was really understood what was being asked. And I think to some extent it's also cultural. I think studies in other countries have found different results and less, you know, the people were maybe less enamored of, you know, the technology and the over-treatment that they received in this country. So yeah, if I remember correctly, there were differences between Britain and the U.S. in terms of women's attitudes. So I think part of it is cultural.
Excellent. It's something that we'll want to keep our eyes on, both in terms mm-hmm. of overdiagnosis and false positives and even this issue of women's preference. So we'll keep our eyes peeled in the literature. Anyways, thanks, Mark. Very interesting abstract.
Great. Good talking to you.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.